Continuing with our look at death, barzakh, resurrection and qiyamah, let's now look at the final end or the final collapse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran describes it as a catastrophic event when mountains will float away and sort of everything will collapse upon itself. We find that the physical aspect of creation will disintegrate and vanish into nothing. The courses, the orbital courses of the sun and the moon and the stars will be so disrupted that they will all be brought together. And literally, the end of this expanding universe is the beginning of disintegration and collapse. If we look at Surah An-Naba, Ayah 20, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالُ فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا, and the mountains shall be moved off, so that they shall remain a mere semblance. The verbal root of sarab is like a mirage. It sort of glides away, slinks away. The closer one gets to a mirage, the more it disappears. We hear the ulama saying, the whole world is a mirage. It will never nourish the human being. He may think it's all about getting the situation fixed up, that house, that job, that freedom. But when he reaches his goal, he realizes that that's not who he expected it to be. And then there is another one, and so on and so forth. So the mountains will in time revert to their original components. So they will disintegrate from sort of a solid mass into dust, and the dust becomes gas and finally disappears. And the process of creation occurred from that explosion of dense matter, and it'll be repeated in reverse at the end of time. And we experience an echo of that in our own lifetime, because when we reach our peak or maturity, we begin to decline as though back into childhood. After the cosmos matures, it will decline, it will revert in time, becoming a mirage and recede as it came forth. In Surah Al-Taqwir, beautiful surah, let's look at the surah. Allah says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ قُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْقَدَرَتْ, when the sun is covered and the stars darken. If you look at the verbal root of قُوِّرَتْ, which means it's covered, it's to roll or wrap something up into a bundle. That's where the word qura comes for a ball. And it indicates that the sun is no longer this expansive, exploding, bubbling creation, but it will collapse upon and consume itself. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْقَدَرَتْ, the root word of انْقَدَرَتْ is qadura, which means to be gloomy or muddy. And the word implies sort of uncleanliness. The stars are depressed and darkened. They will no longer function as something that brings about light. Then he says, وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ, and when the mountains are set in motion, they will appear solid. They appear solid now, but they will be movement, and their movement will go to the point of collapse and then disappear. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ أُطِّلَتْ, and when the camels are left unattended. Ishar are she camels when they're 10 months pregnant. They really, in Arab culture, they symbolize the main capital of the Arabs. Uttilat means that these prized possessions will be neglected and left alone. So when the earth comes to an end, we will no longer tend to what was of value to us materialistically. That the former system of ecology will have ceased to function. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ, and when the wild animals are herded together. وُحُوش are wild animals who are not normally collected together. So it indicates that the former patterns of life will no longer hold. There will be another mechanism which will be at work. There is a commentary by Mullah Sadr who says that when he refers to this ayah, he says it refers to human beings, for the beast in us are shown clearly on that day. See, every one of us has a predominantly lower nafs, which is sort of animalistic, and it will show up. The surah continues to say, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ, when the seas are set on fire. Two opposites, fire and water, are brought together. So one can imagine the fire to be volcanoes erupting from the sea. And it emphasizes that this present natural ecosystem will cease to function according to the laws of creation. Fire and water, once the enemies of each other, are brought together and unified in a blaze. And then he says, وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, and when the souls are united. There are quite a lot of interpretations to this ayah. One is neutralized by one's opposite, that means one's soul and nafs are united, the body and ruh are united, or one is paired with other souls. Whatever the interpretation, it implies that after the dispersion and duality of life, there is unification. Each soul is reunited with its source. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. And when the female infant buried alive is asked, for what sin was she killed? وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. And when the books of the human being's deeds are spread apart, spread out. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ قُشِطَتْ. And when the heavens has its covering removed. وَإِذَا الْجَهِيمُ سُعِرَتْ. And when the fire is fiercely kindled. وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ. And when Jannah is brought near. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. Every soul shall know what it has put forward. Now if we look at that, this is talking about the day of resurrection when everything will be resurrected. The burying of female infants was a cultural habit of the Arabs. And this was done for fear of provision, fearing dishonor of the female. And by interfering with nature, with the highest of creation, which is a human being and his offspring, they were playing God. And people who do such things don't see themselves in this life being judged by the Creator. So they take on the role of the Creator through their own hands. And here we find that on the day of judgment, or the day of resurrection, it will all come to them. In Surah An-Nur, ayah 24, Allah says, يَوْمَ تَشَدُّ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتَهُمْ وَعَيْدِيهِمْ وَرَجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. On the day when their tongues and their hands and their feet shall bear witness against them as what they did. In essence, nothing will escape. Everything will be brought forward. You know, we might be able to say in here that it is unimportant, but the value system, the judgment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is based only on justice, truthfulness, and honesty. We are so quick to judge people. We are so quick to make judgments. The place of judge is not empty. It is not vacant. It has not been advertised. It is already filled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the judge. When that place is vacant, we may judge people. But right now, we have no right to place our judgments on people. There are so many ayat in the Quran that actually show us the day of resurrection as though it's happening now. If you look at Surah Al-Haqqa, ayah 13 to 16, Allah says, فَإِذَا نُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ نَفْقَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. When the trumpet is blown with a single blast. وَخُمِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ فَذُكَّتَ دَقَّةٍ وَاحِدَةٌ. And the mountains are borne away and crushed with a single crushing. For يَوْمَعِذٍ وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِيَةُ. On that day shall the great event come to pass. وَانْشَقَّتَ السَّمَاءُ فَهِيَ يَوْمَعِذٍ وَاحِيَةٌ. And the heavens shall be torn apart so that on that day it shall be frail. Just as the acceleration of creation was so fast and explosive, the end will be rapid as well. Rephrase it. The heaven will just crack. The mountains will explode and drifts away like tufts of cotton. Everything we know will collapse as though reverting backward in time, returning to an eternal void. And the scenario is one which we cannot be familiar. We just cannot imagine the magnitude of this event. And that is why in Surah Al-Qiyamah, ayah 7, he says, فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ. When the sight becomes dazed. Barq is lightning. Buraq was the horse on which Rasulullah made his ascension to the seven heavens. And it meant that the horse moved faster than light. The end will come in a flash because it's so close to timelessness. The living beings, as this ayah says, will be dazed by the instantaneous transformation. Again in Surah Al-Qiyamah, we carry on, he says, وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرُ وَجُمِيَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. The moon will become dark and the sun and the moon are brought together. You know, khasafa is to sink down or to disappear. Khusuf is a lunar eclipse. The moon collapsing means it's no longer what it was during the time in which we used to reflect the light of the sun. Usual patterns of existence will be completely destroyed. And then look what the human being says. Because there will be confusion, there will be discord. You know, there will be no unity and harmony within the human being as he or she wishes it to be. يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ. The human being will say, يومئذ, on that day, أين المفر? Where do I go to? Where do I run away to? كلا لا وزر. By no means, there is no place of refuge. إلى ربك يومئذ المستقر. It's only with your Lord shall there be a day to be the place of rest. So on that day, each individual will be confronted with the truth of what he had thought to be his own separate existence. He had thought that there existed a me and a you, a him and Allah. But now everything is together. There is no separation. The final place is with the Rabb, the Sustainer. Mustaqar is derived from qarra, to settle, to decide, to make a statement. There is no longer the possibility of confused questioning as to why or about the apparent duality of existence. And as the surah continues, Surah Al-Qiyamah, he says, يُنَبَّئُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ. The human being shall on that day be informed of what he sent before and what he put off. To inform is the job of a Nabi, an informer, the one who gives the news. It is he who tells us now what is going to happen to each one of us. We are informed that the way towards knowledge of the self is through recognition. مَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَهُ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ. One who has recognized himself or herself has recognized his Rabb. And then Allah says, بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. Nay, the human being is evidence against himself or herself. وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَزِيرًا. Although he puts forward his excuses. At every single time, we are a witness of ourselves. We have the capacity to witness because within us, we have the light of consciousness. If we could see why we try to justify our choices and actions, then our perceptions would sharpen the light of this consciousness. If only we can admit the truth of the habits that are not correct, then only there is a chance of being cured. Otherwise, we will literally constantly defend ourselves and continue with the excuses of the nafs. So with the collapse of creation as we know it, there is a new life. The energy wave bands or entities that took on physical forms in this life will all manifest without their physical shells. The manifestation, however, will be colored by the actions in this experience on earth. And as the Quran describes them, as suhufam munashara, open books. So if I can put it, that the alphabet of the character of the human being will no longer be hidden. The purity or impurity of his or her heart will be evident. There will not be a facility to conceal it behind a smile or behind the facade of clothes or anything like that. And now we come to what we call the Day of Judgment. And inshallah, we will look at that next time.